This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we take a few minutes out of our day to think about the sacred scriptures. And right now we're involved in a series of studies entitled The All-Sufficiency of the Bible. And by that I mean the power of the Bible, its all-sufficiency, to help each and every one of us to live a great and marvelous life here on this earth. Now, to say that the Bible is all-sufficient does not mean that it's all-sufficient in everything, because God is not interested in giving us a message that tells us, for instance, how to build an automobile or how to fix one that's broken down or how to plant corn or this or that or the other. But what this has to do with is the really important things of life, the matters of knowledge of the things that really do matter, and of the things that really do exist, and the origin of things, the origin of the world, and the origin of man, and what man is to do with himself, what he must do because of his sins in order to be saved from them, and what kind of life he ought to live as a follower of Christ. And so the Bible is all sufficient. It can help you. It can help you in your daily life. The Bible is all-sufficient as pertains to knowledge. It's all-sufficient as pertains to what exists. It's all-sufficient spiritually speaking. It's all-sufficient morally speaking. It's all-sufficient psychologically and emotionally speaking. And so on and on. And we plan to cover all of these matters in our series of studies on the all-sufficiency of the Bible. As we pointed out last time, our lives are tremendously affected by this point, that the Bible is the Word of God, and that it is all-sufficient. If it is the will of God, then you dare not reject it. And if it is not the will of God, then you ought to reject it. You ought to expose it as not being the will of God and fight it with all of your being. Now, I raise the question, what is the status of the claim that the Bible is the will of God? It is not merely that it is highly probable that it's the will of God, but that we as human beings can actually know that the Bible is the Word of God. So the really basic questions that face each one of us are, can men really know that God is? Can men really know that the Bible is the Word of God? Can men really know what the Bible teaches? Now, to raise the question, can men really know that the Bible is the Word of God? It's also to raise the questions, if not, then, is it not the case that for all we know it is false? If it is merely the case that I'm saying that it's highly probable, then I'm also saying that for all I know, the Bible may not be the will of God. But that is not what I'm saying. I am saying that we can know the Bible is the will of God. We can know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God because the Bible teaches it, and God does not lie, and the Bible is the will of God. Titus chapter 1 and verse 2, the Bible says God does not lie. 1 Samuel 15:29, God is not a man that he should repent or lie. And therefore, if God does not lie and the Bible is the will of God, and it is, then we know the Bible does not teach that which is not true. And so we have the question before us, what of the inspiration of the Bible and what of its all-sufficiency? Now, in order to say something about the importance of this question, I want us to look at the situation that we find in our world today. We could be concerned, we should be concerned about what this study is all about, so far as the all-sufficiency of the Bible, the need for it, the basic argument by which the Bible is proved to be the will of God, and the basic reasons why we recognize it to be all-sufficient. Now, as we think about this important topic, there comes to our mind also the question of the need for this study. Just how big is the need for us to study of the inspiration of the Bible and of its all-sufficiency? And I can assure you, my friends, that the need is great in both of these matters. But our time is gone for today. I do want you to know how very happy I am that you have been with us, and I hope you'll be with us next time as we continue our study of the all-sufficiency of the Bible, the Word of God.